Sometimes in life, we face great challenges. And some of those challenges could be of a tragic nature. It could be theft, robbery, murder, hijacking, sudden outbreak of fire, and the list goes on and on and on. Allah save us and Allah protect us. But should anything like this happen to anyone, it's quite devastating. It shocks a person's life out, and at that time the person loses his senses. He doesn't know how he should react and what he should do. By human nature, we would want immediate relief to any predicament and difficulty that we go through. We've got a problem, we're in pain, we want the solution. There's nothing wrong with that. And generally we adopt the asbab of the world to address our problems and difficulties. This world is a world of asbab, it's a world of means. We have to adopt means to address our problems and our difficulties. But at that time and point, when a person goes through a challenging situation, where you're almost out of your senses, it could be anything, quite shocking at that time. But at that time, whilst you have to adopt the means of the world to address your problem and give you relief, but just for a moment, if a person turns to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and asks Allah's help and assistance, the outcome of that particular problem could be very, very different. And the thought of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at that time, it comes only with true attachment with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Otherwise, at that time you only want to focus on the means to get your problem sorted out. But when you are really attached to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you have a bond with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, at that time you turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ask for help and assistance, the outcome of that particular problem could be very, very different. One dua that is very, very effective in any challenging situation. The hadith is in Mustadrak Hakim, narrated by Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person in any challenging situation, very painful situation, if a person have to say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, if a person has to say three times, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, which means, O most merciful one. Referring to the quality of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah appoints an angel to address the person, to tell the person, now that you have said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, ask whatever you want to, Allah is focused to your needs. So remember this dua, very, very effective, and this is a dua for challenging situations. A shopkeeper, he has his bunch of keys. 10 keys, 20 keys, one for the front door, one for the side door, one for the safe, one for this, one for that. Now you can't open the front door just with any key. You got to have a specific key open the front door. Likewise, with a side door, you have to open it with a specific key. You can't just open it with any key. Likewise, certain halats are such that there are specific duas for that. Yes, of course, you do get a master key for at times. Like that, you also get general duas that for all occasions. But specific duas for specific occasions, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this particular dua, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. In explaining this hadith, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Allama Suhaili rahmatullah alayhi, Rozul Unf, has mentioned a beautiful incident of a sahabi. None other than Zayd ibn Harithah, whose name is mentioned in the Quran Kareem, the only sahabi whose name is mentioned in the Quran, Zayd ibn Harithah. the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This incident happened in the lifetime of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now how often we face such weird situation almost every day. Our newspapers are filled with such incidents. And it's as though we are immune to receiving these incidents. But should anything happen to an individual at that time, in spite of him hearing all these incidents, that is quite devastating and shocking. So Zayd ibn Harisa also faced a situation. He was coming from Taif to Makkah. He happened to hire a conveyance, a donkey from the owner, and to pay him an X amount of money for the use of the donkey. So owner told him that I also will travel with you towards Makkah, but took him to a very remote area. Zayd ibn Harisa comes to an area and he saw there's only corpses lying around. People have been dead, killed in this area. So the owner of the donkey told him, now it's your turn. Now it's for me to kill you. So Zayd ibn Harisa told him, okay, just allow me to read 2 rakat salah. The person told him, before you also many people wanted to read salah and make dua. So do what you have to do. You're still going to meet your fate. Zayd ibn Harisa read 2 rakat salah. And thereafter he said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. This person wanted to come and kill him. He said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Suddenly from the unseen, he heard a voice saying, La taqtulhu, don't kill him. Told it to him in a very strong voice. When the person looked around, so there was no voice. He proceeded second time. Zayd ibn Harisa said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. With that pain from the heart, it's a call of desperation. Again, the person heard a voice, don't kill. The murderer wanted to kill, but he pulled back. And third time, this person approached, Zayd ibn Harisa said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And suddenly he saw one person coming from nowhere with a spear in his hand and with some fire or spark at the end of the spear, attacked this person who wanted to kill Zayd ibn Harisa. Then that voice told to him, when you called out the first time, Ya, I'm an angel. When you called out the first time, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, I was in the 7th heaven. Second time when you called out, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, I was in the 1st heaven. And the 3rd time when you called out of desperation, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, here I'm right in front of you. So this is a dua for an occasion. Many of us, just remember this dua, just 3 words, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. But remember that it's the dua, it's a isme, some of them said it's isme azam, one of the greatest names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, one of the greatest qualities of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but it must also be said with a heart. One person got a bunch of keys. He's using the right key to open the lock, but he can't open the lock. So the owner tells him, you don't know how to use the key. So he puts the key inside the lock and he opens it comfortably because the person didn't know how to use the key. So we also got this Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, the key, just that we need to know how to use it. It comes with the dard-e dil. It comes with the heart. It comes with that pain that a person turned to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Remember this dua, we need it. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Any challenging situation, 2 times, 3 times, make dua to Allah. You'll find Allah's rahmat, mercy, help coming towards you. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to remember this, to help us and assist us in our challenging situations. Make our duas, our masnoon duas, and thereafter our zikr. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أجرنا من النار 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 أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. Two over six tasbihat, and thereafter will be dua at the ending, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله Allah, 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 Allah.